Welcome to the Ash Wednesday edition of Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Nathan Castle, OP, Pastor Director of the Catholic community. We hope you enjoy.
Only this past weekend, I had the opportunity to preach at our masses here, and if you were able to be here or anywhere else that the common lectionary is used, we've been moving through the section on the Sermon on the Mount at the beginning of Matthew's Gospel for probably a couple of months now. And at the beginning of it, Jesus is brand new at all of this. He's this young, up-and-coming prophet, holy man, healer. Whatever he was drawing a crowd. And some people were right there at the very beginning and in his inner circle, and then it expanded out from there. He invites all of them up on the mountain, and then he opens his heart to them. And speaking for his Heavenly Father, lays out God's vision for the world God created. If God got his heart's desire, this would be what the whole thing looks like. This is how it would all operate. And he starts with blessings. Blessed are the poor and the poor in spirit, for they're going to inherit the whole thing. It's completely opposite the way that we wouldn't start with the poor normally. We'd start with the wealthy or the important, but not in the kingdom that Jesus is speaking of. He goes through all those who mourn and all those who get beaten down, and blessed are you, blessed are you, blessed are you. And then as he moves closer to the end of it, the idea is if you stay with him, if you're still interested, and it looks like you want to hear more than pretty words, and you really want to be a person of action and be a part of this life-changing invitation, that you begin to do something about it. But then he turns it all around. He says, don't think that just because you call out, Lord, Lord, that's going to solve all problems for you, and that you'll be in tight with the boss. He says, it's going to be this way, that when all is said and done, there are going to be some who call, Lord, Lord, and say, wait a minute, I cast out demons in your name, and I healed in your name, and I did other mighty works in your name, I did this, I did that, I did that. And he says, there's going to come a day when I'm going to have to say to such folk, I didn't know you. I didn't know you. The reading today has this resonance about religious activities and giving away your goods, giving away charitable alms, fasting, dedicating yourself to prayer. He says even these things you can do in a way that don't amount to much. You can do them all with a really proud heart. You can be full of yourselves, and you can be looking out of the corner of your eye to see who's noticing, and are they applauding? Don't let it be like that with you, he says. Go into your heart of hearts where your Heavenly Father dwells. Because if you start there, if you go into your heart of hearts, then all the stuff that you do, and it's impressive, and yes, it's true, I saw you do all those things. But when you start from the inside out, then what flows from inside of you has authenticity and loveliness. No longer do you just run around all the time feeling exhausted and just barely keeping up. Instead, the things that you do have a beauty that connects them that's larger than you. It's the Spirit of God that gives your life a wholesomeness and a propriety, a loveliness and attractiveness, and a peace and side. You and I, as we start on our way toward Easter, that's all I want for you. I want you to have lives that you love and enjoy. I know it's week 10, and finals are next week, and I've been here long enough to know that this is reputed to be the hardest time of the whole school year. Have you heard people say that? I don't know whether it's true or not. I've heard that finals in the fall is not that big of a deal because you've only been here 10 weeks. And finals in the spring everybody has a kind of spring in their step because when it's over, you're done. But it's this one in the middle that you really have to slog through. Is that true? I don't know whether it is or isn't. The Lord's with us all the time. And always ready to be in our heart of hearts. He asks only that we take the time, take a minute, and be with me. But be authentically and fully with me. And then go out and be reconciled. Then go out and do whatever it is that the voice of my Heavenly Father says in your heart. Then the actions that you do, they'll make sense. And they'll bear fruit. And they won't make you arrogant. They'll just make you loving. So whatever it is that God might have put on your heart about how you'll mark this Lenten season, or if it hasn't been put on your heart yet, maybe just be still and hear. And don't be too quick to choose, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. Just be still and listen to the voice of God speak to you. And then out of something at a lower, a deeper level, it might emerge. I know what I need to do. I need to be reconciled. I need to forgive. I need to be healed. I need to seek out someone to talk to so that I don't have all of my stuff closed up inside of me. The Lord will show you the way. We'll soon receive the sign of ashes on our forehead. You heard in the gospel that Jesus said, when you fast, wash your face. Don't be like the hypocrites that disfigure their faces so that everybody knows they're fasting. Don't let it be like that with you. But the second reading also said, you are ambassadors for Christ. I was at the 8 o'clock mass this morning, so I was walking around with some of the first ashes of the day. I had to choose, what, do I go to the bathroom right away and wash my face, or do I be an ambassador for Christ? I chose the second. In any event, we're invited into this thing that's way larger than any of us. All over the world, our brothers and sisters in Christ are trying to open our hearts to the Lord and say, do something new in me. Don't let me just run out on my own and fill myself full of more religious stuff to do. Help me to be still and listen to your Spirit speak to me, and then act.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please call us at 650-725-0080 or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. Please visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community Learning and Experiences, or mail us at Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California 94309. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, O.P., the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, may God bless you.